Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit of Truth Ministry is delighted to bring you The Revelation of Jesus with Rick Sterling, where we test the beliefs of Christianity against the very words of Jesus that he gave his own eyewitness disciples. Join us for a unique and challenging study into truth, justice, and the kingdom of heaven. Hello, hello, and welcome everyone. My name is Dennis Neufeld, and I am here with the Spirit of Truth Ministry research team getting ready for our study called The Revelation of Jesus with Rick Sterling. We're glad you've taken a few minutes out of your busy schedule to join us, either live here at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on November 28, Saturday, Sabbath, November 28, 2020, or via our download section, the episode section on our website. I want to remind you that we have two websites that we would like you to go take a look at. Those two websites are spiritoftruthministry.net and spiritoftruthministry.net/S, capital M. The first website has a copy of our book, The Spirit of the Church, by Rick Sterling and me, Dennis Neufeld, and a lot of other writing by Rick Sterling. The second is a historical site. There's a lot of biographical material. There is, for instance, a page called the New Book Page. The book isn't new anymore, but you can go there. You can look at the story in the sidebar about how the book was written and how it got published. That is a miracle in itself. We encourage you to make use of these resources so that you can kind of continue to get up to speed on what it is that we do and how we do it. Let us have prayer and we will get started. Father in heaven, Jesus, Holy Spirit, grant us a joyous time together as we study to understand the shift in prophecy that has taken place, whereby we will no longer experience the death and destruction of Revelation 13 and beyond, but we will experience the life road because you have planned it that way from the foundation of the world. Thank you for helping us in our discovery today. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I'm going to go ahead and click on Dr. Don. Good morning, Dr. Don. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Good.
So I'm looking forward to the study, so I don't want to take any more of your time. So
well, where are you today? Where are you today?
I'm in Palm Springs, California.
Cool. Good. Well, you have a wonderful time out there, Don, and we will possibly talk to you later in the program. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Yeah, it was mellifluous, all right. Good morning, Michael.
Morning.
And hey, Rick, we're up.
We're up.
You're up.
That's a good thing to be, I think. It's better than being down, right?
Absolutely.
Actually, it came out a little different than I intended, but I think the pumpkin pie in my throat.
Blame it on the pumpkin pie. Turn to Isaiah chapter 8. We'll start there, and we'll move on quickly. What I am going to tell you today, you will not hear anywhere else. In any way, shape, or form. You will not hear it anywhere else.
I'll hear it on Blog Talk Radio when I go home.
But the source.
This is Isaiah chapter 8.
Starting with verse 11. Yes. Yahweh spoke to me like this, when his hand seized hold of me to turn me from walking in the path that this people follows. Do not call conspiracy all that this people calls conspiracy. We've never heard people calling things conspiracy, right? And those people who purport information are conspiracy theorists, correct?
Oh, and
well, don't think that that's just some new thing that came
up. Irrefutable evidence takes care of conspiracies.
Anything that is different than the mainstream media, anything is a conspiracy. And by the way, they had mainstream media back then too, didn't they?
They had lamestream media, yes. Just like we do today, lamestream media. Do not call conspiracy all that this people calls conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear.
Well, that sounds contemporary.
Do not be afraid of them. It is Yahweh Sabaoth whom you must hold in veneration. Him you must fear. Him you must dread. He is the sanctuary and the stumbling stone. And the rock that brings down the two houses of Israel. A trap and a snare for the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
I don't see any footnotes to it, but that sure sounds a lot like Matthew 21:43-9.
And why wouldn't you see any footnotes?
I guess somebody didn't make the connections.
Clueless. Clueless. A trap and a snare for the inhabitants of Jerusalem. But by it many will be brought down. Many fall and be broken, be trapped and made captive. But take heart. Oh, that's not there. Well, that's my word. Bind up this testimony. I bind up this testimony. I seal this revelation in the heart of my disciples. Who's he speaking to? Isaiah. And what's he speaking to Isaiah about? The destruction of the two houses. Two houses of Israel. Not the one, not Ephraim, not the northern kingdom alone, but both houses of Israel. I bind up this testimony. I seal this revelation. Where? In the heart of my disciples. Okay, so who are his disciples? The prophets? Yeah, maybe. But why doesn't it say prophets? We see testimony and we see revelation. Bound up and sealed in the heart of my disciples, period. Okay, so now we shift. I wait for Yahweh, who hides his face from the house of Jacob. In him, I hope. I and the children whom Yahweh has given me are signs and portents in Israel. From Yahweh Sabaoth, who dwells on Mount Zion. And should men say to you, consult ghosts and wizards that whisper and mutter, by all means, a people must consult its gods, and that's small g, and on behalf of the living, consult the dead. To obtain a revelation and a testimony, without doubt, this is how they will talk, since there is no dawn for them. What does that mean, no dawn for them?
Be dead before sunrise?
No new day, right? They're living in spiritual darkness. It's night. But they're consulting the dead on behalf of the living and consulting their false gods.
They're the walking dead.
To obtain a revelation and a testimony. Without doubt, this is how they will talk. Since there is no new day, no coming dawn for them. Turn to John chapter 14. Let's start reading verse 15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me. Can you love a person that you do not know? Can you love a person that you only know of?
You can say you do, but you usually find out otherwise.
In truth, you are not able to truly love someone you do not know, but only know of. Because if you don't know an individual in truth, you can love the devil, thinking him to be your savior who died for you. If you do not know the behavior, the true behavior of a person, if you do not know the true origin of a being, a spiritual being, you can love them because they tell you they are your savior. I shall ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. To be with you forever. That Spirit of Truth. The Spirit of Truth is represented by the woman of Revelation 12. And the reason that I know that is she is a woman that started in the heavens. She gave birth to the firstborn, only begotten Son of God. And at the end, in the end of days, she gives birth to those who have two very distinct, very clearly defined, and unique qualities. The fact that she has given them birth confirms they are in the kingdom. This woman, the Holy Spirit, does not give birth to sinners, to corruption, to impure persons. She gives birth to spiritual beings as her firstborn was. Her firstborn was a spiritual being in a flesh and blood body. And the rest of her offspring are spiritual beings in a flesh and blood body, and their spirit is pure and holy and righteous. They are truly holy people. And the only way to enter the kingdom is to be born of this woman. And the only way to be born of this woman is to be holy and righteous. And to confirm that, we are told that the last of this woman's offspring keep the Ten Commandments. Now, it doesn't say Ten Commandments. It says keep the commandments of God. But what are the commandments of God? The Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments can be summarized in two great commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. And the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. And the other quality they have uniquely and completely, they hold to the testimony of the Son of God, their eldest brother, their king, their priest, their teacher. The Spirit of truth is the mother of the righteous. That Spirit of truth, whom the world can never receive, since it neither sees nor knows her, but you know her, because she is with you, she is in you. I will not leave you, orphans. I will come back to you. In a short time, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. Because I live and you will live. On that day, you will understand that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Anybody who receives my commandments and keeps them will be one who loves me. And anybody who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I shall love him and show myself to him. When the Advocate comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who issues from the Father, will be my witness. And you too will be witnesses, because you have been with me from the outset. I want you to listen to that again. When the Advocate comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who issues from the Father, she will be my witness. She will be my witness. Turn to Revelation, chapter 12.
You just read from John 15:26, didn't you?
Yes.
Without saying so.
I knew you'd find it. Revelation 12, starting with verse 5. The woman brought a male child into the world, the son who was to rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And the child was taken straight up to God and to his throne, while the woman escaped into the desert, where God had made a place of safety ready for her to be looked after in the 1260 days. A place prepared for her in the wilderness. She is a spiritual being. She is the mother of the righteous human beings. Where is this place in the wilderness where she's protected? When you think of that in your mind's eye, what do you see? Does anybody see anything? When you see in your mind's eye, you picture a spiritual woman, the countenance of a woman, out in a desolate place. Is that physically or spiritual?
Well, this is a spiritual being, therefore it has to be a spiritual identity.
But what is it? The woman escaped into the desert or wilderness where God had made a place of safety ready, already there. Would it maybe be a new world?
It could be. You bet.
It's going to be on this world, right? Is there a new world on this world?
Well, the only place I can think of where that had happened in the past was Eden.
There's a place in Canada, Northeast Canada. It has an interesting name. Newfoundland. What does Newfoundland mean?
New found land.
New found land.
Is that north of New England?
Could the empty kingdom be the wilderness?
Well, Now, we know that this land was inhabited by people already, but they were people that had migrated here. They hadn't started here in America. What, after the land was discovered by the Northern Europeans and then the Western Europeans, what did this land become?
The New World.
A place of safety for people to practice their religion. Is that a difficult thing to realize?
Depends on which history class you went to. Which version of history you were taught.
I'm telling you.
A native or an intruder.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You look at the Statue of Liberty and the personage of Lady Liberty is holding a book which has a phrase inscribed on it. What does that phrase say?
Welcome.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free.
No, that actually was added many, many years
I know.
Later.
I didn't say that it was put there when she was built. I said, what does it say?
And the book that she's holding doesn't say that. It doesn't.
I know what it doesn't and what it does. There's a song, all right?
Oh, yeah.
About the statue.
Don't ruin the metaphor.
And who was it written by?
Yeah, no answers.
That's the poem.
Yeah. Give me your tired, your poor. Dennis, you're a
you're
musical person. You know.
I know.
So if that weren't true about what this country had originally been used by, for.
Who decided that?
Was it in the wilderness?
There.
Spiritually. I mean, it had no. The Catholic Church, of course, moved quickly to try and get this New World subdued.
Under their
thumb. But it also came about during the time of the Reformation, the Protestant Reformation, and so they also came over here to escape Catholic tyranny. The Pilgrims came over here, and what religion did they practice? Well, it was a very strict conservative, to say the least. I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind that if the Americas, and in particular the United States, the states of America, never accomplished their independence, it would look a lot different than it does now. Freedom to practice your own religion without the state telling you what to do. Now, what do we see happening today? The state is starting to tell religions what they can and can't do.
They are interfering.
The dragon poured out a flood of water from its mouth to sweep the woman away, but what happened? The earth opened its mouth and swallowed the flood. I'm not telling you that the United States of America was the place of safety in the wilderness, but I'm saying it certainly seems like it could qualify for that.
Well, is there some degree of parallel between Israel and the Promised Land?
They're not going to be able to hear you that far back.
Is there some degree of parallel between Israel and the Promised Land and what was intended for it and what actually happened? And it never did happen in case of Israel, but maybe in the case of the United States and America, it eventually will.
Which is the opening into what I'm going to say now.
And not only eventually will, but it's in the process of accomplishing that eventuality.
The flood from the dragon's mouth was meant to sweep the woman away, but the earth opened its mouth. Then, of course, we read about the where God made a place of safety for her to be, looked after for 1,260 days. Then we see the war broke out in heaven when Michael and his angels attacked the dragon. Who started the war?
Michael and his angels.
Michael and his angels started the war. The dragon fought back with his angels, but they were not. But they were defeated and driven out of the heavens. The great dragon, the primeval serpent known as the devil or Satan, who had deceived all the world, was hurled down to the earth, and his angels were hurled down with him.
So, Rick, if Satan had deceived the whole world, and by the way, it says that in Isaiah 12. Who was left on the earth? Who was left on the earth who had not been deceived? Was there anyone?
The woman.
No. Well, no, the woman, but I'm talking about human beings.
I know.
There were no human beings. You see, this is the issue. People think that, you know, when you look at the story of Adam and Eve, they were pristine. Why did God put Adam and Eve in a separate place, a place separate from the world? And when did he do it? You see, it had to have been after the entire world, the population of whom, had been deceived.
Well, here's another question, Daniel, so go right along with that. Then the dragon was enraged with the woman and went away to make war on the
rest
or last of her offspring, of her children. That is, all who obey God's commandments and bear witness for the Son of God. In other words, their testimony bears witness to the testimony of the Son of God. So, is she giving birth to people in the wilderness all the way along? Or is it when she has given birth to these people, the dragon goes on
the
attack? Now, it says she was looked after for a year, twice a year, and half a year. How long has Donald Trump been president?
1,260 days.
Bordering on 4 years.
But from the attack to the insurrection, I guess, it was all insurrection. 3.5 years. Could be. All right, we need to move right along. I put a chart together for the end times. You can find it on our original or quote-unquote main website. We haven't updated it in quite some time, but you can find the chart on there because the start date on that chart was July the 11th, 2012. That was the start of the 1,335 days. And if you do your calculations, you will find out that the end of the 1,335 days was somewhere at the end of February 2016. End of February, the very first few days of March 2016. July 11, 2012 came and went. I was hoping that something would happen on that day, but it didn't. But something did start on that day, and it wasn't the 1,335 days, but it did start on that day. What started was the time of waiting. 1,335 days during that time was when I had figured that would be the time for the assimilation and sealing of the 144,000 and the waking up of the 10 bridesmaids and the 5 wise and the 5 foolish. And the 144,000 and the people represented by the 5 wise bridesmaids would go into the kingdom and the door would be shut. And those represented by the 5 foolish bridesmaids would realize their predicament. What would be going on in the world that would make these foolish bridesmaids realized they had made a very foolish mistake? Well, yeah, I would give you that, but what about this? Revelation chapter 13. Then I saw a beast emerge from the sea. It had 7 heads and 10 horns, with a coronet on each of its 10 horns, and its heads were marked with blasphemous titles. I saw that the beast was like a leopard, with paws like a bear and a mouth like a lion. The dragon had handed over to it his own power and his throne and his worldwide authority. I have given this beast a name. Now, it has several names, but one of the names, and the main name, is this. The World Economic Authority. Not to be confused with the WTO. Is it WTO? The
Who?
World Trade Organization.
Who?
WTO. Well, the WHO's also involved in that, too. But the WTO, which is the World Trade Organization. But this is the World Economic Authority. You can look up Herman Abs. I don't know how to spell that, sorry. He was the first president of Deutsche Bank. And you will notice there were a lot of Nazis very active at that time. X. They say they're ex-Nazis, but they never were ex. Also look up the Fabian Society. Look up the Fabian Society, and you'd probably be interested to see that their icon is probably their visual representation of their society was a wolf in sheep's clothing. Look it up. Klaus Schwab. That's another name you can look up. He's the head of the World Economic Authority or organization, whatever. Klaus Schwab is a student of Hermann Abs. Why am I going through all of this? Well, because the names I'm giving you and the organizations I'm giving you are the ones who have put this beast of Revelation 13 together. It is there, my friends. It is the European Union. It is the Euro-Asian Union, the African Union, the North American Union, which right now only has Canada, the South American Union, all of the countries have leaders who are part of this, what is called New World Order. They are at war with the current leaders of the United States of America.
Knocking on our door and ready to kick it in.
And the United States of America, I believe, is the place in the wilderness, prepared for by God for his wife. For the Holy Spirit. And the dragon is at war with her, and she is fighting back. If the United States were to succumb, now this is not a war of artillery, tanks, guns, bombers, fighters, aircraft carriers, battleships, armies, navies. It's not that kind of a war. Have you heard of Space Force? Have any of you heard of Space Force?
Oh, yes.
When you hear of Space Force, what do you think of?
May the Space Force be with you.
A moon, the stars, the sun, the planets. That's space, right? But what about where?
Cyberspace.
Thank you, Larry. Because that's exactly what I was going to say. Cyberspace. And who fights in cyberspace?
Kraken.
Digital warriors. Digital warriors fight in cyberspace, and that's where the war is taking place.
Information war.
And Space Force is digital soldiers. You didn't know that, did you?
Wow. Right in the middle of a metaphor in a movie.
Did you say a digital or a virtual soldier?
Well, they are, What is the Kraken?
It is a major computer that is quantum. It's a quantum computer, and it's actually a series of probably, what, 16 of them?
It hacks, it gets into, it controls, it searches, it finds, and it destroys. Why is it called the Kraken, or Kraken? Other than it cracks codes.
Because
it's
your worst nightmare.
Because it's like the mythological sea creature that is depicted as an octopus, a giant, giant octopus that, you know, would tear ships apart and eat all the crew and, yeah.
And, by the way, in prophecy, what is water? What is the sea?
Maritime.
It's people. And... Mm-hmm. The Kraken is what, well, you can just kind of figure it out.
Yes. Yeah, the war that is being fought right now is in cyberspace. Why? We don't see this here, do we? Do we see a war taking place here between this seven-headed, ten-horned composite beast? And the woman? Where is it? It's taking place. Where is it?
In
Revelation 10.
The dragon is vomiting out of its mouth this flood of water to wash the woman away.
False news, fake news.
And the earth opens its mouth and swallows the flood. What could that be? They never thought she would lose. And they knew he would win because they had fixed the election for him to win. But the truth is coming out.
And you see, this is extending from 2016 because the fix was in back then.
Mm-hmm.
And HRC was supposed to win. And if you look at the videos of her at 9 o'clock or 9:15 or whenever they told her, she was livid. She was, I mean, if you look at...
Enraged is the word.
Enraged.
Well, you know, you also see that they figured that Donald Trump would get as many votes as he got last time, and they knew there would probably be a few more, give or take, but it would be a squeaker. But he would win, but it would be a squeaker.
You mean Biden would win, yeah.
No, they thought Trump, they knew that Trump would win, but it would be a squeaker.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
They had no idea that it would be a landslide in more than likely all 50 states, but maybe only 48 states, but it would be a huge landslide. They never in their wildest dreams thought he'd get 80 million votes.
What they didn't take into account is the people got to know their president and fell in love with him.
And they got to know the one who wanted to be their president. So they were caught flat-footed. They were only set up to steal an election that was close. They were not set up to steal a landslide. And in order to still steal the election, which they knew they had to do, because if they didn't do it, they were all dead. They knew that. And I say that the reason I know that they knew they were all dead is that Donald Trump just this week got authorization
to reinstate
the death penalty using firing squad and electric chair, because the only way they could do it, according to the law before, was lethal injection, and it was getting harder and harder to get the lethal part of the injection.
And the number of executions is going to increase.
So, yeah, they, the deep state, knew their very lives depended on it. And they knew that if Donald Trump won, the World Economic Forum, that's it, the World Economic Forum, which is this beast of Revelation 13, was doomed to failure, as well as destruction. They knew that. It has been rightly revealed by many people who know that Donald Trump was not just the president of the United States. He was the president of the world, and that has been said by many people who would know. And the world, the good people of the world, those who keep the second great commandment and keep the first great commandment, not knowing the God they worship, the God they trust in, the God they believe in. They don't know him, but they trust him. They are praying for victory, the victory of those in the United States who are working very hard, tirelessly, and selflessly to defeat the dragon and his forces in cyberspace.
So at what point do the people learn to know their God?
That comes after the victory over the dragon. I don't know what the seventh under said. There's a lot that I can use from the information that has already been given to tell you how the seven thunders fit into this, but I don't know what the seven thunders said because it was never written down, and we weren't meant to know it until, I believe, we will soon hear what the message of the seven thunders was and is, and is to come.
And this is found in Revelation 10.
I believe that once the victory is accomplished, and it will be accomplished. Do you know how I know? I can guarantee it. I can absolutely guarantee it because God has guaranteed it. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. Do you know how I can say unequivocally that the team fighting against the deep state and the dragon will win? You know I can guarantee it?
Because Donald Trump was elected in 2016.
Because we've been waiting. I've been waiting since July of 2012. And the angel announces the time of waiting is over. The mere fact that Revelation 10 is in Revelation
at all,
and the fact that the New World Order, this beast, is already set. And if Donald Trump and the team fighting with him were defeated, that would mean Joe Biden would come in, and that would mean immediately upon his inauguration, this deep state worldwide new world order would take over the whole world immediately, and they would immediately institute the mark of the beast. That can't happen. We don't have the 144,000. We don't have the five wise bridesmaids. We don't have the setup. We haven't had the asteroids, the meteorites, the comets, the celestial signs, and the sun and the moon. We haven't had them. What we would have is people who love a God they don't know, who love their neighbor as theirself, and the devil. It would be like, if you read what happens in the last 5 months of the beast and his power, is what you would get immediately next year after the inauguration. It can't happen. It won't happen. The only way it would happen is God had written off this world because everybody was on the side of Satan, and it is not that way. It isn't even close to being that way. So I can guarantee you, without a doubt in my mind, that the team working to ensure that the fraud in this election is exposed, verified, and that the and you can't overturn an election that hasn't been already certified. So the results, the true results of this election will be made known. And Donald Trump will be named the duly elected president of the United States, and the deep state new world order will see its defeat, and all those who are responsible for that will be found guilty of treason against the people of the world, and they will all be destroyed. And this world will see a time of peace and prosperity. But I don't know the specifics until I know what the seven thunders have had to say.
So in short, what you're saying is that it's very clear that the script in Revelation, the Death Road script, has been abandoned. There's a new script being followed, and that script is contained in Revelation 10 and yet to be revealed, but we're clearly off the old script.
And you know why we won't have that Revelation 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, or 11, 13, and 14 et al. You know why? Because the people of the world are God-fearing people, and they care about their neighbor.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick. I encourage you to go to our Facebook page, where I have put links to the chart and to the explanation of the chart with the addendum that none of that is going to happen. But this is just for your reference. We encourage you to go to our websites at spiritoftruthministry.net and spiritoftruthministry.net/SM. And we also encourage you to go to our primary website and read the book Spirit of the Church. This has been a fabulous time, you guys, and we will see all of you hopefully next week. Friday at 10 a.m. for another edition of The Bible on Trial, and a week from today at 10 a.m. for another edition of The Revelation of Jesus with Rick Sterling. On behalf of Spirit of Truth Ministry, this is Dennis saying so long for now. Have a happy Sabbath, and we'll see you all next week.